It has nothing to do with your redemption and salvation. God have mercy sake, so don't even let nobody judge you in the day that you consider worth keeping as a holy day or a holiday. All right? Paul said also in the 14th chapter of Romans, beginning in verse 1, the first 5 or 6 verses, he said, him that is weak in the faith, receive you, but not to doubtful disputations. That's all hang-ups on holy days and Sabbaths and Christmas and New Year's and Easter and all of that kind of business. Now, the way you keep it, the way you observe it, there can be some controversy that can bring condemnation because of a manner that is inordinate or heathen in the way that we observe it. But that can be true for Sunday, which is the Lord's day, or Saturday, that some people prefer to respect as being the Sabbath. So what? God have mercy. But he said, he that's weak in the faith, and that's somebody that's weak in the faith. He said, accept him, but not to his old arguments and doubtful disputations or hang-ups. Don't let him come in here and bring his hang-ups with him and start fussing and arguing about these things he's hung up on. Because that's the sign he's weak in the faith of the Word of God. For one believeth he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Some people don't eat and drink certain things. Well, fine, praise God. Said, let him that eateth despise, let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not. And let him which eateth not judge him that eateth. Hey, that's the way I'm going to have it. Some old bonehead come around me, is hung up on something. I can't hear how good a Christian he is. God said, don't receive him if he's going to come in and bring his hang-ups with him. And that's exactly what we're not going to do, is receive people around here that's hung up on Saturday or Sunday or on a Christmas or a Christmas tree or some kind of mess of foolishness. I can't eat pork and I can't eat catfish and this and that and the other. Well, go ahead and eat what you want to. It's what it says right here, isn't it? Don't disturb me about it or nobody else. You weaken the faith, then hang a sign on you. Say, hey, I'm a weakling. And I can't stand to eat meat. And I can't stand to keep Christmas. And I can't stand to keep Sunday. Well, put your sign on you so everybody can identify you. Says him that eateth, don't despise him because he don't eat. And he that eateth not, don't despise him that eateth. For God hath received both of them. Praise God. But you can't have them arguments. That brings division. And it brings carnality. That's carnal when you have division. That's old carnal mind at work. Said, who are you to judge another man's servant? In these things the Bible gives you liberty in. See, if God gives you liberty, put on the man that wants to bring you into bondage. I'm going to have my liberty. And I'm not at liberty to sin. I'm not at liberty to go out here and violate the commandments of God. And somebody says, well, you don't keep the Sabbath. Yes or no? The Bible says the real commandment is, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That other is an ordinance. That other is not the commandment part. 7 days shall you do your work, and the 7 days is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Jesus came and said that man was made for the Sabbath, and the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. And let me tell you something. He said it's right to do good on the Sabbath days. It's right. And he even broke the Sabbath and they wanted to kill him for it. They still want to kill you today. Some of these people that's got hang-ups. But you can't fall victim to it, ladies and gentlemen, to bring carnality and division and destroy you. He said, don't judge another man's servant. To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holding up, for God is able to make him stand. He'll make him stand if you'll leave him alone. You old weaklings in the faith, keep your mouth shut. If you want to eat pork, eat it. If you don't want to eat pork, don't eat it. If you don't want to eat catfish, don't eat it. I don't. But I don't care if you do. Oh, I don't believe it's right to drink coffee. Well, then don't drink coffee. I don't drink coffee, but you can drink coffee. God told me to quit, so I quit. He didn't tell me to tell you to quit. And Coca-Cola's, boy, I used to be a Coke fiend. Had to quit. You know why? They hurt me. Praise God. All right, verse 5. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind, but keep your mouth shut about it. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. Can't you get that through your noodle? Boy, I tell you, it aggravates me. Somebody mess with me about a bunch of stinking hang-ups they got because they're weak in the faith. Hey, you listen to me. I'm not weak in the faith. I'm teaching you the Word of God. It says, he that eateth to the Lord, and he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not, and he giveth God thanks. Hey, Lord, I'm thankful. I don't eat catfish and those with a cloven hoof and rabbits and varmints and all them things. Well, I ain't going to eat them. Them varmints, I leave that up to the Radfords. They love them varmints. Oh, Lord, not me. I heard on the radio Friday about a gunman that come up and used a woman for a shield out in Lake Wales, Florida. You know what she's doing in her backyard? A guy was chasing this fella, and he got this woman for a shield that was cleaning a possum. Well, I don't care if she cleans a possum, and God don't either. But I'm not going to eat with her. And I'm not because it's religious, it's just because I don't want no possum. In Georgia, I was in a revival, and some folks tried to feed me possum one day. They took me home for lunch in Columbus, Georgia, and they had possum. I looked at him, and he looked at me, because they had his head on him. Me sitting there looking at that thing. I couldn't eat none of that, Mr. Possum. I couldn't even eat the sweet potatoes that was around. They had possum grease on them. It wasn't a religious hang-up I had. It was some kind of dietary malfunction. My taste buds just didn't work. I tell you, I just couldn't hardly eat. So you got to be careful who you go dine with. All right, none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. And whether we live to the Lord, and whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. But he says, verse 10, why do you judge your brother, or set it not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Hey, if God's not going to judge you about these things, quit judging each other. He said, if you want the day, you esteem the day, esteem it. If you don't, to the Lord, you esteem it not. Don't judge one another in meat or drink or the keeping of a holy day or of the Sabbath days. Somebody said it didn't say Sabbath day. Yes, it did. Jesus talked about that. I'm not going to get into that deeply because I'm talking about Christmas. But I tell you what, we get these hang-ups. Somebody told me a while back, said, oh, I keep Saturday. Said, that's the Sabbath. Said, that our Sunday was named after the sun god. Well, that ain't nothing brilliant foot. Saturday was named after Saturn. That was a stinking old pagan god. Why don't these dunces cut out the stinking hang-ups and foolishness and behave themselves, and let's get on with the theme of redemption. Praise God and living a holy life. God have mercy sakes. Most of them's a bunch of old tightwads and Scrooges and aggravations. Lord have mercy. It makes you aggravated to be around some aggravation. Let me tell you, if God don't care about these things, why don't you cut it out? If you got a hang up, I'm talking to you. Sunday might have been named after the sun, but Saturday was named after a stinking pagan heathen god named Saturn. Then why do you keep that day? Why don't you cut out the foolishness? And let's go on with a theme of redemption, which is living above sin and cutting out the carnality and the works of the flesh and the devil, and love each other and love God and behave ourselves like we ought to as Christians, and not be hopelessly divided with these hang-ups that people bring into the body of Christ and divide and weaken and destroy the thing that Jesus Christ died for, his body's sake.